When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Terry Savage is with us, the money lady, the one that gives us a savage truth. Sometimes it's not good news, but today it's pretty good news, right, Terry?
It is good news for millions of student loan borrowers. You know, the president's plan on loan forgiveness for up to $10,000 on most student loans has been temporarily shelved due to a court challenge that'll be heard in court the end of February. In the meantime, that moratorium on loan payments continues, and it could even be extended if this thing isn't decided in the courts. However, there are already some existing income-based loan repayment plans. They exist. They're called income-driven plans. And they have various criteria. I won't go into all the details now. But somebody in the administration just got very clever. Now, this isn't going to happen immediately. In fact, it's not going to happen until after there's a comment period. But it's a regulation that probably can't be successfully challenged in court. And it wouldn't go into effect till July of 2024. And what it does, you know, our student loan guru, Ray Kaplan, does this all the time for people. She puts them into an income-based repayment plan, which lowers the payments to something tolerable. And then after you pay on time for 20 years, the balance is forgiven, but it's not those huge payments. Well, they just made the payments even lower for a new proposed income-driven plan. And that is, instead of having to pay once your income's over 150% of the federal poverty level, they're going to raise that now to 225%. So, and that means that, let's just say this, everybody under earning less than $32,800 would have a zero repayment, which they could easily maintain for 20 years and have it forgiven. But if you earn more, say $40,000, currently you're paying $151 a month under this income-driven plan, it would drop to $30 a month. And if you're making a lot of money, $90,000, you're currently paying $568 a month on your student loans, it would drop to $238. So first of all, they would your new lower payment you'd have to pay every month for 20 years, but then the balance would be forgiven. And second of all, if you have less than $12,000, they may forgive the remaining balance after 10 years. It's kind of an end-around plan for all these objections to the just, okay, we'll just forgive the loan outright. There still could be taxes. That's yet to be determined on the amount forgiven. But it's a very creative plan. I'll write a column about it, so it'll go up at terrysavage.com next week. It's not law yet, but it's a regulation, and it follows existing regulations, just changes the limits to make it so much more forgiving. And so it's pretty likely that this could go into effect.
Do you think people will welcome this and not continue to push back saying, I paid my loans, they can pay theirs?
Yeah, I think people are recognizing now that many, many people are stuck with 7 and 8% loans from the days when that was the rate. Many people have been paying for years, and because of the high interest, they've paid off the initial loan and then some, and still owe so much. And it's also income driven. I think it's probably a great middle ground, and that it just might slide through. We'll see in the next couple of months.
Terry Savage is with us, the money lady. If you have a question, 312-981-7200, or you can text us your question. But this is a chance to talk to Terry. Not everyone gets that opportunity. Terry, I saw Microsoft came out last week and said they were going to give their employees unlimited PTO, unlimited paid time off. And then today they come out and say, oh, we have to let 11,000 people go.
It's the push me, pull me of financial planning. Is it a recession where we're going to lay people off, or is it a tough economy where we need to attract workers that will do the job for us? That's the old, what, the push me, pull me. So that's what business is going through right now. Some businesses are, usually it's one business has one problem, another has the other problem. Usually it's we need workers, servers in restaurants, hotel chambermaids in hotels and so forth. And yet there are some high-tech companies that also need workers. And so I can't make sense out of that for you. I just can't make sense out of that.
Yeah. So is this the global economic slowdown? Is that why we're seeing Amazon and Meta and these tech giants starting to axe thousands of jobs?
They're,
or have they just been living so fat and high on the hog for so long?
The Fed is doing two things. We very well noticed that they're raising rates. But at the same time, they are literally vacuuming up, sucking liquidity out of the economy through their purchases of the bills, their sales, I should say, of the bills, treasury bills, notes, and bonds they bought to add liquidity. Now they're letting those run off. They're not buying more. They're sucking liquidity out of the economy. And the big tech companies are anticipating and beginning to feel it. The jury is out. You know, I moderated the Executives Club Economic Forecast Luncheon on Thursday last week. And several of our panelists said, absolutely no recession this year. And yet, Jeffrey Gundlach, who's been one of the, in the past, one of our forecasters, said 75% chance of recession. The leading indicators are showing a recession. Manufacturing is starting to show a recession. So it's, if you're an economist, you know, you pick your statistics, but there are a lot of economists saying there's got to be a slowdown. And Jamie Dimon of Chase said, we hope it'll be a mild recession, but we see a recession in the cards. So I've never seen so much uncertainty over the basic thumbs up or thumbs down economic growth versus recession.
Arthur has a question for you. Arthur, you are on with Terry Savage. What's your question?
Hi, Terry. I took out loans for my two children in my name only when I did the federal loan program. My wife passed away last March. If I die, will those loans be discharged or will they continue?
Yeah, those loans will be discharged. I thought you were going to ask me if this new program would apply to Parent Plus loans.
Everybody
else
is asking.
It does not apply to Parent. Okay, it doesn't. This new loan program does not apply to Parent Plus loans, by the way, this new proposal, or the loans that are in default, although there may be a workaround on that. I'm sorry for your situation, and ask you specific question. Unsecured loans and student parent plus student loans are unsecured loans. They go away when the borrower dies. And if, in fact, frankly, if the loans had been taken out in your late wife's name, they would be gone.
Interesting. Okay, Larry has been waiting on the phone. Larry, you are on with Terry Savage. What's your question?
Hi, Terry. Recession, yes, no. I understood what you just said, but how do you feel about treasuries of recent?
Well, we're seeing treasury bills still yielding 4.75%. In fact, I got a note in my inbox that I had some rollover today, which I hadn't been thinking about. 6-month treasury bills strike me as the right place to be. You get liquidity, you stagger the maturities. Eventually, if the economy does go into a recession, and then the Fed says, okay, we did it, we're through, rates will go down. But I think 6-month T-bills typically pay more than bank CDs still. There's few online banks paying rates comparable to treasuries. So if you go to terrysavage.com, under financial links on the right-hand column of the webpage, there are some boxes and it says how to buy treasury bills. You do it yourself through treasurydirect.gov, and the tutorial is right there, how to buy treasury bills.
Thank you so much for joining us, Terry. And you'll be publishing an article about the student loan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put that up later this week. I think it's going to be very interesting. There'll be some squeals out of Washington that the Biden administration figured out this creative way. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. TerrySavage.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lise.
Dr. Jim Adams is going to jump on the radio with us. The doctor is in. If you've got questions for him, we certainly have a few. That's after Steve's News on 720 WGN.